Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Thursday morning. Well, big day. I don't have to tell you. But you know what I will? Big day! NFL Draft Round 1, Sixers-Knicks Game 3. Buckle up. We also, of course, had a very irritating Phillies loss last night. One of the most irritating losses they've had this season. We'll cover it all today, and we'll do it with you on the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there.
Americans used to crash trains just like they would crash cars in demolition derby.
Yeah, sure.
They would crash trains on purpose. Between the 1890s and 1930s, train crashes, you could find them at fairs and festivals all over the place. Tens of thousands of spectators would show up to watch these trains just set into one another from far away and kaboom.
Well, that is an incredible fact. Let's hope that tonight in Philadelphia sports is not a train crash. we've seen them before.
Great segue.
You know, we have seen the Sixers lose big home games. I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah, but recently.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. All right, so guys, let's get into it all.
But they
here.
Really shouldn't have lost it, right? So it makes it feel a little
better. But they shouldn't lose tonight, and it makes you tell you. Like, I feel the Sixers are going to win tonight.
They should be dominant.
I will be
tonight.
Shocked
they
if they
should,
lose tonight.
Yeah.
I won't be shocked, James, because I never know what I'm going to get from Embiid.
That's fair.
I just don't know.
I can't see them losing tonight. And I think the Knicks are winning the series. I can't see them losing tonight.
All right, here's the deal, guys. I want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494. This is a get-on-the-record kind of show. This is, you know, if you will, a last call, not for alcohol, but a last call for, you know, I don't want to say predictions per se, although there's some of that, but what you want, what you see, what you expect, what you feel related to these two moments. Now, obviously, the Sixers thing will continue on beyond tonight. By the way, so will the Eagles. I mean, tomorrow we'll get into day two, and then beyond, you get into day three on Saturday. But we know the first round drives the engine of the draft. And the Sixers obviously are an interesting, appealing, fascinating storyline in Philadelphia sports. So tell us, you know, what's on your mind and what's in your gut about everything going on here today. Let's start Eagles, then we'll get to Sixers, and we'll do it all in the first segment. So Eagles, here's where I'm at. If I'm, you know, stepping before the bartender for last call, here's what I'm saying. I want defense. I want either a cornerback or a defensive tackle. And I'm going to give you the name, and his name is Byron Murphy. And he's right in the same sort of range that some of these cornerbacks the Eagles are considered to move up for. He's right around the same range. Look, cornerback is a need. In my opinion, so too is D-tackle, because I don't believe in Jordan Davis. I just don't. So, you know, the best defensive tackle in the draft to me is appealing and something that has not gotten nearly enough attention. I do not want wide receiver. Do not, absolutely do not want a first-round wide receiver. Can I live with an O-lineman? Yeah, sure. I can live with it. But he better be damn good, because I've seen the Eagles have a lot of history with offensive linemen not taken in the first round. Sure, Lane Johnson was, you know, I would imagine as high as they've picked an offensive lineman since Chuck Bednarik 70 years ago. So, you know, Lane has worked out. But the reality is, you know, Kelsey was in the sixth round, and a lot of guys were in a lot of random rounds. And this guy, if they take an offensive lineman, he better start and he better be damn good. Now, that's where I'm at, sort of big picture on the first round with the Eagles. Want to hear from everyone, 215-592-9494. John, first round Eagles, what are you thinking?
I would trade up for cornerback Terrion Arnold or offensive tackle J.C. Latham. I know things are going to get crazy, and we've heard all sorts of stuff, like there might be six quarterbacks taken really early. Just depending on the way things fall, I would feel really good about a guy on either side of the football. So, you know, I guess it helps that we're drafting later. I'm a little less honed in on those specific guys. Terrion Arnold this cornerback is special. I think he's got the incredible athleticism that you would expect from a guy from Alabama. He plays across from Kool-Aid, who is another guy we've been linked to a lot in this draft.
That's right.
I don't want Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid is hurt, but, man, he's very talented too. I think Terrion Arnold is, you know, the black book on these guys matters so much. The history, the secrets, like what are they like behind closed doors? And I don't have all these guys' black books, but of course, I've heard, what I've read on Terrion Arnold, what I've seen from the interviews that I've been trying to watch as much of this as I can. He's such an up-and-comer because of his positivity. You know, he's special like a guy like Tyrese Maxey is, with that just exuberance that it's like it's overflowing so much it almost seems fake and there's no way he can keep it up. But then he keeps it up and everyone – remember when Tyrese Maxey came here to Philadelphia and everyone, all the pros who had been, you know, working, seeing the young guys come up, were like, man, you guys got to steal. The pros who really knew, they loved Tyrese Maxey.
Yep.
I'm telling you,
Rajon Rondo being one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had that connection.
Terrion Arnold is going to be a cornerback, is going to be a guy that the pros are going to love. Like, they're going to say, I appreciate the way that guy prepares. I appreciate the way that guy lifts his teammates. He's just a good all-around guy who's got spectacular physical skills. This guy's special. I would love to trade up for Terrion Arnold at cornerback. I would love to trade up for J.C. Latham. J.C. Latham is an offensive tackle. I read something in one of the scouting reports that I read recently that I loved. Built like a huge NFL guard, protects like an NFL tackle. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for a guy with that sort of versatility, the big body, and when we're talking big, this guy is big. The measurables are crazy, and he's versatile, he's very talented.
Is my Byron Murphy idea absurd? No one's talking about him. He's right around where those guys, the corners, are going to go. Maybe Latham goes. I mean, I keep hearing a lot of people say, you know what, when all is said and done, the Eagles come back to the line. Well, yeah, that's one of the two lines, and I am perplexed that it hasn't garnered more attention. Do you think it's nuts, John, or not?
It's not nuts. He could be there. He's so talented. It's not something that I guess anyone really thinks about.
They're just not going there. I mean, I have wondered the whole time, is this whole thing a smokescreen by Howie? Who, let's be real, I mean, a number of times he has picked a guy that really was kind of off our radar because he jumps up and gets someone that you didn't expect him to get.
Well, also, he specifically said at the, you know, one of his last press conferences, you know, positions of need, you know, obviously it's always need, like defensive tackle probably won't go there, but you never know.
Did he did he say that?
Yeah, whenever he says that, he usually goes that way. It is almost always a smokescreen.
I'm telling you.
I think Byron Murphy is absolutely squarely in their sights potentially.
All right, so the whole Eagles thing, we want to hear from you, 215-592-9494. What you expect, what you want, who you don't want. Which positions you want to see them prioritize, which positions you don't. Do you agree with me? The wide receiver thing is ridiculous when you got A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. If it's a lineman, a cornerback, a defensive tackle, where do you stand on that whole thing? 215-592-9494. Let's get to the Sixers as well. So, again, it's an on-the-record day. I mean, I think the main thing to get on the record today about prior to Game 3 is not so much tonight, it's the series. Do you think the Sixers, do you think it's just too much of a long shot? You know, has too much damage been done within the series? They're down 2-0 to Joel's knee, to Joel's eyes, to, you know, the psyche of the Sixers after a devastating game 2, you know, to the whole thing. I mean, to Tyrese Maxey and Kelly Oubre, can these guys not summon what needs to be summoned? Because, you know, Embiid and Maxey can't do it on their own. And game 2 really proved it. I mean, yes, Embiid theoretically could have finished stronger, obviously. I don't know that he actually can, but in ordinary circumstances, if he wasn't so banged up, sure, he could have finished stronger, and him and Maxey gave the Sixers an incredible game for the most part. No one else did. So, all right, all of that, 215-592-9494.
What if coming home, back in front of us, the inspiration and everything else, the lift that he gets here makes him realize and makes his team realize that, man, they are indeed significantly better than the Knicks are.
So I don't think they are. Let's start with that. I think the coming home thing helps.
You put us at home. You put the Knicks at home. Man, I'll take us at home over that Knicks at home team at any time.
You know what worries me a little bit? Let me just put this out there. Because obviously I'm excited the Sixers will be home. I do think the Sixers will win. I do think the home crowd will help lift them. But I will say, you could have some...
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Significantly nervous energy in that building tonight if the Sixers
It can get tight, man. It can get tight quick.
Sixers down. Yeah, it could. Second quarter. But let's just say Sixers are down four in the third quarter.
A lot of history in that building.
Correct. Mm-hmm. A lot of the same season ticket holders. So I do worry
and you know what
about
happens.
That a little bit.
I'm okay. with you, Joe. Yeah. Right, we've seen that happen so many times, man.
You also have to worry about a lot of Knicks fans there because from what I heard, they were buying up a lot of tickets on the secondary market.
Wow.
That would be incredibly disappointing.
Yeah, it would be. So, all right, the Sixers thing. Do I think it's over? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I don't think it's over. I think the Sixers still have a legitimate chance to win the series. Now, look, they better get busy. What was it Red said in Shawshank, or was it Tim Robbins? Get busy living or get busy dying? Like, they better get busy freaking fast. All right, no more screwing around, no more nothing, no more Tobias, nothing. I mean, I do expect some, let me put it this way, no more third player nothing, no more. Can't do it. Like, Kelly Oubre, stand up like a freaking man and enter the NBA playoffs, please. I mean, you are a talented, I've seen you for years, dude. I saw you with the Phoenix Suns. I watched late night games at freaking midnight.
The Wizards back in the day.
Yes, like, Kelly Oubre, I know it's in you. I know it is. So stand up and play offense. I appreciate and admire your defensive tenacity. It's actually been really good.
You got to give him the minutes you're giving Tobias too.
You know what? He's getting more than enough. He's getting more than enough minutes. I mean,
look, he needs to step it up. Do something with what you're given. There's no doubt. But we got to pull back on the Toby minutes. We got to boost the minutes of guys who actually want the ball.
Yeah. Well, look, I
can make a layup.
No, I agree with that. I do agree with that. I mean, I've been on the record obviously for at least a week or more saying that. Look,
Campaign? Campaign didn't even get into this last game. Yeah. I like Campaign a lot. I know he's got defensive limitations, but, man, you want someone who is conscienceless out there who's just going to take the shot and make it for you. It's Campaign.
James, are we
get you on a little run.
Are we ever going to get De'Anthony Melton?
Yes, he might play tonight.
I know he might. Like, yeah. Are we going to get him?
Probably not tonight. But, I mean, it's possible
because
in the series. They need him. Who'd have thunk it?
I could really use De'Anthony Melton.
He practiced
tonight.
Yesterday.
I know he did. Yeah.
Like, that's where we're at.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm serious.
No.
Because, guys, you can make a case. He could be their third best player. Personally, I think it's Lowry. If you ask me right now who do I trust the most beyond the main two, I trust Lowry, which is kind of sad because he basically got dumped by a team earlier this year. It's really sad. Frank.
I don't think
No, it is sad. He's 38 years old.
He's 38.
He's old, but he's come home. The guy is smart. It really matters.
John, he's given
like,
them.
It just makes so much sense.
Let me be clear. Kyle Lowry has given the Sixers way more than I expected. Way more than I expected. I mean, you guys know how much I love Kyle Lowry and admire the dude. I appreciate what he's doing.
But he wasn't brought here to be their third best player.
Correct.
You know?
That's right.
Yeah.
He was brought here to be like their fifth or sixth best player.
Sixth veteran guy off the bench. Help out.
All right. So the whole Sixers thing, do you think it's over or not? Your expectation and mindset as it relates to tonight. Who's got to do what? The whole deal. But we also know so much of this comes back to Joel. All right. 215.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.